Hello and welcome to How to Walk in Divine Health, a radio outreach of the Living Savior Ministries. We have a special program today. Our speaker, Thurman Scrivener, is the senior pastor of the Living Savior Ministries. He is going to be teaching today the principles from God's Word on how to get healed and how to stay healed. We join today's message, Have You Heard God's Audible Voice Already in Progress?
One day I'm there, I sit down, and the Southern Baptist Convention, they have a quarterly you go by. And this quarterly tells you what you're supposed to teach on. So I looked down, and for this next Sunday, it was Deuteronomy chapter 6. Okay. So I turned over to Deuteronomy chapter 6. And I want us to turn to Deuteronomy chapter 6, and I want us to start with verse 1. Deuteronomy 6. I want you to look at this. Now these are the commandments, the statutes, and the judgments which the Lord your God commandeth to you to teach to you, that you might do them in the land where you go to possess it. When I read this verse, I got down to verse 3. Go on down a couple of verses there. Now therefore, Israel, and deserve to do it, that you may be with you, and that you may... Read that for me, honey.
Hear therefore, O Israel, and observe to do it, that it may be well with thee, and that ye may increase mightily, as the Lord God of thy fathers has promised thee, in the land that floweth with milk and honey.
Okay, verse 4. Read verse 4.
Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord.
Right there. When I read that line right there, something happened that changed my life forever. I heard this. Son, pay attention. I have a message for you in the next few verses. Well, I turned around to see who walked in the room. I heard an audible voice. Just as clear as I'm hearing my voice right now. Son, pay attention. I have a message for you in the next few verses. But there's nobody there. So I said, Lord, that's got to be you. I just heard you speak, and you said, Son, pay attention. I have a message for you in the next few verses. And if I read, Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord, and then I heard this spoken out loud to me, guess what you want to do? You want to go to the next verse, right? If God has just spoken to you and told you something, then by all means, if he has spoken to you, and you know it couldn't be nobody else, there wasn't nobody else in that room. Just like a while ago when Cheryl said, when the Lord came to her and told her exactly what to do. She told me that story a long time ago. And she said, that's amazing that the Lord literally told me my mother was going to try to take away my children, and I was to go to Denver, Colorado, and get there with my cousin or whatever, and so we'd be there so my mother would not take away my children. And the Lord, and I don't even know if she was saved or not at that time. She might or might not have been saved. I don't know. But anyway, she was something because God spoke to her and told her what to do, and what he told her come to pass. Exactly. And I'm sure if we had time to listen to every one of y'all's stories, if you did what God said, your story come to pass. You know, I mean, and he's going to make it come to pass. Now, if he says that in verse 4, then let's see what verse 5 says.
And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thine heart and with all thy soul and with all thy might.
Now then, think about this. This word that God's spoken to my heart, audibly, that was not just for me, was it? If it's in God's Word, it's for everybody. It's for you, Kennard, is that right?
Yes, it is.
So it's for you, it's for me, it's for everybody. And he said there, and you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart. So how many of us does God want to love him with all our heart? Every one of us. That's exactly right. That's what Dave was trying to pass on to y'all earlier here today when he's talking about this one person that's got this problem that we have not been able to get this person healed. I know there's a disconnect somewhere in the love walk, because God's word said he sent his word and healed us every time. So if we have not hit that yet, we've missed it. Now then, there's been cases where we've missed them for boys and girls, men and women, sometimes 2, 3, 4 years before we actually finally hit it. And once we go to God and find out what the sin is, and we get the sin repented, and we get back in our love walk, many of those people, and some of those children, just like little Jenna out there on the pictures on the board, although we'd prayed for Jenna for 1.5 years with no results, when we finally found the mother's sin that caused that and the mother repented, and then we prayed in 2 weeks after we prayed, Jenna was completely well. Now, isn't that amazing? So you've got to find, you've got to do what the Lord says. And you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your might. Now, if you just heard God tell you, son, pay attention, I have a message for you in the next few verses. And is he really saying that to every one of us in this room?
Yeah.
He wasn't just talking to Thurman Scrivener. That had been in the Word for thousands of years. That wasn't just for me, was it?
No.
Who is that for? Everybody in this room, everybody in the world. God wants everybody in the world to meet this criteria. And you shall love the Lord your God. And you want to see God do great and mighty things in your life? That's what you need to do. When you call upon him and you walk in a love walk with him and his people. But you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your might. Just like that lady the other day that when I called, she had stepped out of her love walk with a woman. And I don't know how long she'd been out of that love walk, but I know that it brought cancer into her breast. And I know that whenever I told her about it, and she couldn't think of anybody she had unforgiveness with, but when I changed the terms and said, how about some bitterness? Is that minus your love walk? See, it's definitely not included in the love walk, is it? So when she said, well, I do not like to be around this one lady, I said, well, that's your problem. I said, you have an unforgiveness or a bitterness toward this woman. I said, when you got there, you stepped out of your love walk. And so anyway, she said, well, I'll be happy to repent. And I said, well, that's what I think the Lord wants you to do. So she repented. And then I repented with her and asked the Lord to clean up me and her both. And then I asked the Lord to take away the knot and heal her body and all the stuff we do. We pray and rebuke the enemy and everything. And then after I talked to her just 2 or 3 minutes, whenever she reached up and felt that knot and it was gone, that's when she got really excited and started screaming over the phone. So, but when the Lord says here, and you notice where he said, and you shall love the Lord. He didn't ask you if you wanted to, did he? He commands you to love him, does he not? And you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your might. How much of you does that include? That's pretty well the way I read it. Now, if he's speaking this to me years ago, he's speaking it to you today. There's no difference, because when God spoke this to me, at the time God did this, I had a 2-year-old baby son, Timothy, and I had a 1-month-old baby daughter. Now, that was a long time ago, because Tim's 42 years old now. And of course, Amanda, she only made it to 24. At 24, she was killed in a car wreck with her mother. And so, you know, I had no idea, but you know, I all I know is that when I read this, go to the next verse, verse 6. And these words which I command you this day shall be in your heart. Now he's fixing to give me some words. He's fixing to give you some words. And where does he say they need to be? They need to be in your heart. And these words which I command you this day shall be in your heart. So let's see what the next verse says in verse 7. And you shall teach them. Now these words that we're putting in our heart, then he says we're supposed to teach them. Teach them how?
Diligently.
Diligently unto your children. And you shall talk of them when you sit us in the house, when you walkest by the way, and when you lie down, and when you rise up. What did he leave out?
Nothing.
So you and I, as sons and daughters of the Most High God, he is telling you and me, we are to study his word, learn his word, meditate on his word, and then when we get the word in our heart, who are we supposed to teach it to? Our children. Absolutely, we're to teach it to those children. We're to be a living example. And, you know, if you, you should be like the two guys that was talking about Jesus in the military. There was three or four guys in a barracks or a room together. And two of these guys was just on fire Christians. This other guy, he was a worldly guy. And so anyway, he said that we started talking about Jesus one day and said for a couple of days, and this guy didn't say nothing. And then finally he realized we were not going to shut up. We were talking about Jesus, talking to him about Jesus. We were talking about Jesus. Finally one day he said, would you guys please shut up about this Jesus? I don't want to hear it. I don't want you talking to me no more about Jesus. So the guy said, okay, we won't talk to you about Jesus no more. But he said, we sure can talk to each other. Hey, Nate, what do you think about Jesus? I got so tickled when he said that. He said, we didn't talk to him no more, but we sure did talk to each other a lot more. I thought, you know, there's got to be more than one way to do this. It ain't God cool. When I think about how many of those, just think of the number of times, and it couldn't have been nothing but a coincidence that Bill Wagner had the right number of cards everywhere he went. Now, is that awesome? There ain't nobody but God could do that. It just can't be done. I mean, the first testimony, at least the one I remember about Betty, was when she told me that when she was trying to get a spreadsheet together and make it work, and she could not remember the formulas and which formula went in what cell. So she went and prayed and asked God to show her what formula went in every cell, and then she thanked him for doing it, and then she went to bed. In the night, she had a dream. She woke up the next morning, the Lord had showed her in the dream every cell and every formula, and she put every one of those formulas in the right cell. And as far as I know, that spreadsheet's still working today. Is that right, Betty? Isn't that something?
You have been listening to Thurman Scrivener of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety titled, Have You Heard God's Audible Voice? Or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teachings on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.